May is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, a time to celebrate and acknowledge the countless contributions of Asian Pacific Americans in our society. Today, many serve in our local, state, and federal governments, build businesses, and enrich health, education, and high-tech fields. Asian Americans have also been in the news as responsible for tragic violence and deaths. These individuals of Chinese, Indian, Japanese, Korean, and Vietnamese descent have shattered the myth of the model minority. May is also Mental Health Awareness Month, when we highlight the importance of education, outreach, and stigma reduction in our healthcare system. Unfortunately, the stigma of mental illness continues to persist from the layperson all the way up to healthcare professionals. It is so pervasive that efforts to integrate primary care and mental health services often encounter institutionalized barriers, despite the countless research findings indicating that it is more clinically effective and cost-efficient to integrate both. Imagine how the Oikos University tragedy may have been averted if everyone there was more aware and literate of mental health issues and had used existing community resources. The stigma of mental illness is deeply ingrained in the Asian communities. Mental illness is often misunderstood and misperceived. It is not seen as a treatable health condition, but often misunderstood as an individual or familial flaw, a cultural weakness, a loss of faith, a karmic consequence, or a spiritual imbalance. Mental health is not part of most traditional holistic and naturalistic concepts of Asian health practices. Mental health is a foreign concept for many Asians. Therefore, it is important to educate Asian Americans about behavioral health, domestic violence, and the full array of health and human services in their communities as part of the available healthcare continuum. We can increase Asian Pacific American psychological mindedness through programs that are linguistically and culturally competent. Connecting them with organizations that already exist in our community could make the month of May's celebration of both Asian Pacific American heritage and mental health awareness more meaningful. With a perspective, I'm Dr. Jorge Wong.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.